It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. Coupons have long been a way for businesses to promote brand loyalty and allow consumers to save a few dollars. Speaking of saving money, some savvy shoppers have taken couponing to the extreme, saving hundreds on their grocery bills. Here with a focus on coupons is our contributor, Rebecca Harris, director of the Center for Women's Entrepreneurship at Chatham University. Rebecca Harris, welcome back to Essential Pittsburgh.
It's nice to be here, Paul, and I brought you some coupons today.
Did you really?
I did.
I remember years ago, Charles Osgood doing a story about a woman who was a voracious coupon cutter. Right. And who was, you know, doing her weekly family grocery shopping for, you know, pennies on the dollar.
Yes, pennies.
If you do it right, you can save a lot of money, can't you?
You can save a lot of money. It's really remarkable. So, and there's so many opportunities now, and it is now a huge, huge business.
Well, you know what a history buff I am. So I want to ask you if you know about the first coupon that was distributed in the United States.
Well, it took a lot of research, and one of our great graduate students was able to pull up the research for me. So here's the deal. Coca-Cola Company was incorporated in Atlanta, Georgia in 1887 by a very enterprising businessman. So he had this amazing idea that what he was going to do was get this tasty tonic, which was very unknown at that time, into the hands of everybody. So what he did at that point was he had employees give out coupons, magazines ran ads, coupons arrived in mailboxes, and it was all for one free Coca-Cola. And so by 1895, he was able to tell the company's board of directors that Coca-Cola was being served in every state in the United States. I mean, it was brilliant. Brilliant.
But also, of course, this was the days when there was actual cocaine in the Coca-Cola, wasn't there? Or is that a wives' tale?
I think that's a wives' tale in a detail. That was not in my research. So,
that's surprising because you would think that the concept of the coupon would go back farther than that. Right. But 1887.
This was really the first one as we now know it in terms of the concept of it being distributed through modern day means in the sense of mail and through employees giving them out and people handing them out. And also magazines running ads. But now coupons take so many different forms. I mean, sales, promotions, discounts, shipping deals, first-time buyer deals, freebies, more. Sometimes coupons cover a particular item, a group of items, a product category, an item in a store. And most online coupons now, you don't even need to print them. You can just take your phone to the store and get a great deal. Or you can shop online with them. So the industry has really changed.
It's grown. And the question is now, how big is the coupon industry?
So when we looked at some statistics, we found that 305 billion coupons, and this is in the United States, were distributed by the consumer packaged goods marketers in 2012. So the total consumer savings on couponing in 2012 was $3.7 billion. That's a nice hefty
sum. Say that again.
The total consumer saving on consumer packaged good coupons, so that's how much people saved, was $3.7 billion.
Wow.
And 2.9 billion, or close to 3 billion coupons, were redeemed. So you can see that a lot more coupons are issued than are redeemed. But, I mean, that's generally how marketing works.
Let's talk about coupon trends.
Okay. It used to be that when you saw coupons, and this still tends to be the most popular way, they were freestanding. So when you get the Sunday newspaper, it's big and bulky and heavy, and the young kids who carry it are having a tough time distributing it. But the largest amount of coupons really are in these freestanding still print inserts. And those still make up close to 80 to 90% of the $3 billion coupon market. And there seems to be a lot of experimentation on audience reach and the scale now of digital media. So we're seeing a big change in the trends. Digital media remains much smaller in terms of percentages, but what's interesting now is people can print them at home. There's paperless opportunities. There are loyalty cards, mobile devices, and these are all new trends. And consumer use of coupons also is an interesting trend. 80% of consumers who shop regularly use coupons while shopping. So that's a tremendous number as well.
We're talking with Rebecca Harris, our business contributor, director of the Center for Women's Entrepreneurship at Chatham University. Let's now talk about the online market for coupons.
This is it. And really, that's the biggest step in the accessibility of coupons is the acceptance of the internet as a shopping tool. So first, we had to get people to accept the internet as a shopping tool, that it would be safe. Before, we used to have to wait for a coupon deal to come to us. So it would come via the mail, the newspaper, magazines, flyers. Now we can search for deals when and where we want. And nearly everybody has internet access. So now what do we look for? We look for coupon codes and promotional codes and discount codes and key codes and promo codes and shopping codes. So there's a lot of different ways to shop. And if you want to find a discount, the internet will actively seek the deals you want rather than you waiting at home to get a plethora of deals. And they might not be the targeted ones you want. So targeted marketing is very strong.
Now, we need to talk about the mobile market for coupons.
Right. And I think the mobile market for coupons was really jump-started in a lot of ways by Groupon, which is, as you know, a company that basically provides a marketing service that allows its subscribers daily discount coupons by email, by Facebook, by Twitter. And many younger people have been taking advantage of the Groupon opportunities, and they are the mobile generation. So Groupon is a combination of the words group and coupon, if you didn't know.
And this is, this is sort of a...
I mean, it's a very basic, and their deals are usually 24 hours, and a discount coupon will only become active if a certain number of people have predetermined, people have committed to the purchase price. But you have to remember, with a Groupon and many of these online companies now, like Living Social and Buy With Me, that 50% of the profits go to Groupon. So it's a big chunk of money you're turning over, but if you're making a big chunk, it's well worth it. So the mobile market will be worth what is projected to be about $46 billion by 2015, which is a huge jump from where it was a couple years ago. The latest stats we had was about $6 billion in 2010. So mobile coupons are just totally going mainstream. And cost-effective mobile coupon markets are now within reach of smaller retailers. You don't have to be a huge retailer to be able to do that. And I read a great quote which said, to ignore the potential of mobile coupons would be to ignore the future of mobile commerce. And I think that is really, really important. And as we look at mobile and social channels that have evolved, 46% of the respondents in a study that we looked at were less likely to comparison shop when using a retailer's mobile app. So if you're a retailer and you can get your app downloaded, people will be like, oh, I like that retailer. 47% said they want a retailer to send coupons to their smartphone when they're near a store.
That's a good way of doing it.
Yeah. So if you're near a store and you know these phones are sort of picking up everything and they know where you are now, so you might be walking by a store and all of a sudden, pop, up comes a coupon to the store that you're next to. So that's a little bit of a doo-doo-doo-doo, but...
Well, we're certainly striking a chord with our listeners. We have a tweet, a question from Chris on Twitter, who says, I don't coupon much. Am I subsidizing my neighbor's couponing and double coupons?
No, you're really not subsidizing anybody's. You really aren't, because there are enough people who are couponing that in terms of whether or not you're subsidizing anybody, we found no information about that really at all, because marketers can make enough money still, because when you go in and you purchase something and you have a coupon, generally you'll up buy something else. So if you're in buying a 2-for-1 or something else, you'll be like, wow, I just saved a dollar on this. I'm going to be able to get that pastry because I just saved a dollar on my coffee. So it really has made a big difference in terms of really just driving more traffic. And when we look at the demographics of these people, they tend to be young, well-educated, a lot of parents, higher end of the demographic scale. It's interesting because they're not spending as much money on newspaper subscriptions, but they love bargains. And they're overwhelmingly female. So women make up 72% of the coupon market. They're college educated. And the other part of the market, the 28%, are heavily influenced by women. So, well, we know women like to shop. There's another interesting trend.
Okay.
Yeah, there's another interesting trend, which I think is really important, that there's a now something called Coupons for Social Good. It's coupons.com has launched a philanthropic branch for hunger relief called couponsforchange.org. And it's a new website that enables consumers to help fight childhood hunger by using coupons. And so what happens is, if you buy, for every 3 coupons that are used, a child gets a meal in this certain area of the country where they're testing this. And I think that's really fabulous.
Now, let's discuss the demographics for people who coupon here. We're getting a little late on time, but...
So when I talked about the demographics, it really was that sort of upscale
gotcha.
Listeners
okay.
and the women and mostly women.
Mostly women.
Right. And so
but what about age groups?
So age is really, I think we're really looking younger and younger. But again, if you're too young, you're not going to have really that disposable income. So we're really looking at, again, the 30 to 70. I mean, that age group where you have money coming in, you might still be paying off a lot of student loans, but you have some dollars.
Okay. So finally, the coupon caveats.
This is very important. You need to understand your restrictions. Coupon codes sometimes come with restrictions. So a minimum order amount, codes that say $100 savings on orders of $500 or more, 20% off like laptops valued at $700 or more. So you have to really look at the restrictions. Another is expiration dates, so you need to be very careful with that. Be careful with websites that you go to that don't have contact information. So if there's coupons on websites but you can't find somebody to contact on that website, that's a bad sign. Watch out for sites that you don't know these merchants, they're unknown. That's very important. And to take the guesswork out, you know, use sites that are reputable that you've really heard of before. And finally, when you're looking at everything, is it something you want or something you need?
Great advice from our business correspondent, Rebecca Harris. She's director of the Center for Women's Entrepreneurship at Chatham University. Rebecca, as always, thanks for being with us.
It's my pleasure.
And if you missed any portion of our program, you can go back into our archives on our website at wesa.fm. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. See you tomorrow on Essential Pittsburgh.